This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
There are times where stress at work can hit us like a ton of bricks. When we add the stress of living in fast-paced cities and having to deal with all the different aspects of life, things can sometimes get to be too much. But when taking deep breaths and counting to 10 is no longer enough, what do you do? This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of work and business. I'm Tasha Fasil. The experience of stress at work is one of helplessness, and it seems as if it's something beyond your control. While some of that stress may be out of your hands, your response to it isn't. So instead of sitting back and suffering, here are 5 alternate reactions to help you cope.
Number 1.
Don't be a hero. Unfortunately, you don't get any prizes for being a hero. Going the extra mile just to prove a point and letting yourself burn out won't do anyone any good. But taking a moment to recognize that can make a difference. According to emotional intelligence coach Harvey Deutschendorf, we all need to start with a little self-discipline. Politely but firmly, let the people you work with know that you've reached your limit and can't handle additional work or interruptions at the moment. Saying yes to work may avoid conflict, but the stress that comes with it just isn't worth it. Harvey also says that it's your responsibility to communicate to others when you've hit the ceiling, and that they'll understand that you need to buckle down. At the end of the day, it's you who needs to take responsibility for looking after yourself.
Number 2.
Relax on the controls. According to Harvey, people who take on too much are often perfectionists or believe that no one else can do the work as well as they can. This makes them unable to delegate and feel like they need to micromanage, and both are paths that lead to increased stress and burnout. If you're one of these people who cannot take your hand off the controls, try this. Instead of trying to overhaul your working style altogether, look for small, one-time tasks or projects you can hand off to others just this once. Something that would reduce your workload and wouldn't really matter if someone else took it and did it in a way that's different than how you would have. Harvey says that delegating effectively is about giving others an initial leeway to fail and to learn from their failures before getting it right. That isn't easy, but it helps to remind yourself that trying to handle everything on your own brought you to this point, which is a failure of a different sort. And remember that there have been other situations where others took control and things turned out just fine. This can be one of those situations too.
Number 3.
Ask for help. Many people see asking for help as a sign of weakness and will do anything to avoid it. Like many behaviors that we've learned, this one doesn't really serve us well when we're feeling maxed out. But the people we ask help from seldom see it as a sign of weakness. Most people are more than willing to lend a hand when it matters and feel like they're a part of the team. But please note, Harvey Deutschendorf says that asking for help is more than just delegating a task or two. When you do that, you're basically saying, "I'm fine with all this, just please do that for me." Sometimes that doesn't cut it. You need to say, "Listen, I need help with all this as well." Come to grips with the fact that making such a request will be uncomfortable at first. Try asking for a small amount of help initially and see what kind of impact that makes. Then work up to requesting assistance with the bigger stuff too.
Number 4.
Take time out. When we're frustrated, the first thing we're often told to do is to take a breath of fresh air or blow off some steam. But at work, this isn't always so simple. Our natural instinct is to push harder. Sometimes it's best to put steps 1 through 3 in motion first. This way, you can feel like you're already addressing the issue before you let yourself take a breather. It may seem counterintuitive, but after a certain time, we're simply unable to focus effectively, and that window tends to get smaller when we're under intense pressure. Harvey says that the most productive thing you can do is step away from your work to recharge and regenerate. Go for a walk, meditate, sit outside for half an hour and just do nothing. However you approach it, the key is to take time to sharpen your mind when you feel it getting dull, overtaxed, and ineffective.
Number 5.
Get back into your routines. When work-related stress builds up, the first things we push to the sidelines are our out-of-work routines and rituals. Exercising, hanging out with friends or family, or the solo activities we do to unwind. However, Harvey says that those instances where you feel you really don't have the time to do those things is when it's most important to do them. Guard that time and resist the temptation to let it slide. Remind yourself that your health, emotional being, and loved ones are more important than anything you've got bearing down on you at work, and that reconnecting with them can help you deal with things a bit better back at the office. And one last one before we go. It may not seem like much, but Harvey reminds us to simply bear in mind that we won't always feel this way. There will soon come a time when you'll be looking back on it from a much better place. He says, while you're in the thick of it, try and remember how life is when you aren't completely stressed out. Think of the times when you're working steadily towards your goals and aspirations. Remind yourself that what you're gaining from the present experience, even if it isn't much fun, will serve you well in the future. Maybe you're learning to be more assertive, to say no when you need to, or to find out who you can most count on when you need help. Thinking about things in that way can really help reframe everything and put it all into perspective. Work, after all, is not the sum total of your life. So here is to managing stress on Fire for Fortune. I'm Tasha Fusil for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.